What a fucking shit day. Oh, wow. Hey, you. What are you doing here? It's like 11:30. I thought you'd be at What's-His-Face's apartment by now. He broke up with you? Oh, what a fucking asshole. After inviting you out for drinks and everything? Wait, so... he invites you out for drinks, waits until he knows you'd be there waiting for him, and then calls you to break up over the phone? What the fuck? Did he say why? God, what a fucking coward. I have half a mind to drive to his fucking place, give him a piece of my fucking mind, tell him what he's missing out on, how much of an idiot he is, and... well, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Come here. It's okay. Everything's fine. I'm here for you, okay? I promise not to get sent to prison for the guy's murder or something. That's true. Can't get sent to prison if you don't get caught. Yeah, I'm fine. Work was just shit today. Manager was completely up my ass during service tonight. I was constantly fielding complaints from him while trying to get food out. I was about ready to stick his head in the fryer at one point. I doubt he'd be very tasty deep fried. Even if you beer battered him, maybe a slow roast or smoked? Huh? I don't know. Just because I'm a chef doesn't mean I know how to cook everything. And besides, you were the one who brought up eating him. I just wanted to cause grievous bodily harm. How would you cook him, then? Whoa, all right, Hannibal Lecter. If I ever get the opportunity to cook a whole human head, I'll credit you for the recipe. Honestly, I don't know why I still work at this place. I fucking hate it here. I do love cooking. But I hate the stuff we cook. You know, in most restaurants, the head chef gets to decide the menu. Instead, I have to listen to the culinary expertise of a former marketing executive. Wait, really? You like my cooking that much? Thank you. That means a lot to me. Hey, how about we go inside? Well, you never got to have your meal, right? And although it's definitely not as fancy as specialty cocktails, I bet I can find an open bottle of wine somewhere. It can be like a date to make up for the one you had canceled. You would like that? Good. I would too. All right, come on in. Take a seat and wait here. I'm gonna go see if I can find something worth drinking. Since you said you love my cooking so much, I figured I might make you something. Make this more like an actual date, rather than just us getting drunk on cheap wine. Oh, it's nothing fancy. We don't have the ingredients for that sort of stuff. But we did get some nice crusty bread for free from the bakery, and I found a few ripe tomatoes. How does bruschetta sound? It feels like ages since we hung out together like this. Just the two of us. Yeah, I guess our schedules are pretty different. makes organizing to hang out pretty difficult. But I seriously missed you. I wanted to try organizing something for a while, but I didn't want to make things awkward for you and he who shall not be named. All right. Richard. You know how bad I am with remembering names. Especially his. Anyway, yeah. I wanted to reach out, but after you told me about that fight you had, I thought that it might be good to put some distance between us. If I can be honest for a moment, that guy was an insecure POS. Like, we've been friends for, what, years? You guys had dated, like, 2 months at that point? Of course we're going to be close. I hate that I pulled away from you, and I'm really sorry. I really wish I'd said something, tried harder to point out all his red flags. I didn't want to risk driving you away and further towards him, just like what happened with your ex. Yeah, no offense, but your dating history is heinous. Okay. Though I can't really talk. My exes haven't exactly been well-adjusted normal people either. Yeah, we sure know how to pick them, don't we? We should just save everyone else the trouble and just date each other. Maybe we should, actually. Sorry, I mean... Well, we both have pretty terrible dating histories. In the time we've known each other, we've been through countless partners. Throughout it all, the one thing that's remained consistent is that we're together. We get along great, have similar interests, we're both single for the first time in forever, and, well, I'd be lying if I said that the thought hadn't crossed my mind before. You've thought about me? About us? Like that? Why didn't you say anything? Touché. What are you doing? I would like that very much. You know, I feel like I didn't get a chance to really see if I liked that. We should, try again. Yeah, it's just not enough to really gauge my feelings yet. Maybe once more. Yes, I want to. God, I want to so fucking bad. I was planning on quitting anyway. May as well have some fun before then. Fuck. Your hand. God. No. But please. Please don't stop. Yes. It feels really good. Your hand feels really good. Bag? Why do I have to... Okay. But please. Keep touching me. Please. Keep making me feel good. Why'd you stop? I was... Oh, my God. Your mouth. Fuck, I'm... Ow! Fuck! I'm fine. Just these stupid cabinets. Gotta be careful. Alright. That's better. You can continue now. What? I'm not going to... Sorry. Please. Please continue. Please. I need you. Are you sure? I can come? Oh God. Thank you. Thank you. That was your holy hell. Why had we never done that before? I can't remember the last time I... You're incredible. I can taste myself on your lips. All right, gorgeous. Now it's your turn. What? You thought I wouldn't return the favor? Nothing like a pre-dinner snack to whet the appetite, right, gorgeous? Too cheesy? I don't know. Sounded pretty smooth to me. Tough crowd. Alright. Get up on the counter, sweetheart. It's my turn to taste you now. That's it. Now undress for me. God, you are breathtaking. Richard really is a dick. What? Come on. The joke was right there. I
stop. Now come here.
Fuck. Your skin is so soft. So smooth. I can't believe I've never... God, I can't wait any longer. I need my face between your thighs. Now, spread those legs. Sweeter than the juiciest berries. I'd enjoy eating you every day for the rest of my life. I'd never get tired of the taste. That's it, baby. That's it. You're doing so good for me. You taste so good. Keep going. You're doing so well. I can't get enough of you. You sound so fucking beautiful. Unraveling for me, gorgeous, those moans. Fuck. You get me so excited. No. Yes, you can, baby. It's alright. Just relax. Just let yourself feel good. I've got you. Come on. You can do it. Come for me, darling. I need it. You are perfect. God, your moans alone are mouth-watering. Thank you for this. For tonight. For being you. Regardless of who we are to each other now, having you in my life is all I need. Truthfully, I've had feelings for you for a while, I think. But I convinced myself they were just really strong platonic feelings. I think I was scared of ruining things, or at least just making it really awkward. It's always been so effortless to be around you, to talk to you. I was worried that becoming more than friends would ruin that. I'm so glad I was wrong. Alright, let's go wash up and then I'll finish making us a lovely dinner. And then, once we're done here, I'll take you home and we can see about having some dessert. How does that sound? Alright, not the dessert I had in mind, but we can go buy ice cream on the way home too, I suppose.